This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for Michael Harrison and I to sing and dance the swinging soiree, otherwise known as the News Talk Countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of April 27th to May 1st. The stories and the people list compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Lots of news from the biz this week, and it's always a busy week. Not only the stories, but the people who are in the business, the hosts, that sort of thing. And we get there always seems to be something that attracts our attention. Somebody's being sued for something or other. They said this on the air. No, you can't say that. I'm going to sue you. So we'll get into that after Michael goes through the official list of the stories and the people from Talkers. Would you like to do that, Michael?
I'd love to. I'm just trying to figure out who got sued. I don't know.
But didn't Hannity get sued for
New York Times
or the other way around?
The other way around. Yes, that wasn't one of the big topics on the list, but yeah.
No.
Hannity said, enough is enough. Enough of this misrepresentation of my character.
Enough is enough. I agree. Yes. You know,
I mean, so much of a part of the national conversation that we've talked about here and that people do talk about is the battle between media.
Yeah.
Where they're fighting each other openly. Do you remember there was once a time when you would refer to your competition as Brand X?
Yes, never mention the competition, never mention the other station, the other host, the other network,
other toothpaste, whatever it was. But now half the conversation is, did you see what those guys over at Fox said? No, that's CNN. It's amazing. But let's get into
the bottom line, though, Michael, the real realization is that there are no, the news is not the news, really. The news is, I mean, there's a story, I'll quickly refer to it and then we get to the story list. You know Walter M. Sterling, who is someone that we have been connected to. He's a talk radio host. And
we served time with him, didn't we?
Yes, we did serve time. We have served time with him. Anyway, he had my friend and colleague, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, whom you know as well from the Good Day Health Show. He had him on his weekend talk radio show. Mm-hmm. And he posted, Ken has been following very carefully. Ken is a real egghead. And I say that lovingly. When it comes to research and, you know, what they say, evidence-based medicine, that sort of thing, he's a real stickler for that sort of thing. And so when the study was published this week in Marseille about all the people who have been saved using the Z-Pak and the malaria drug, this legitimized what he's been saying all along, that the government is wrong, that Fauci is wrong, and that all these people that are talking about this not being a good resolve to the problem, in fact, it's an excellent, it's the most superior resolve to COVID that we have in terms of treating it. So there's a study that was released this past week in Marseille going through all the thousands of people who have been treated this way and the success story in France. So they, over here they keep saying, no, you got to test it more and do this, that, and the other thing. Ken says, no, it's been tested and proven to work. So Sterling has him on his show, and Ken gives him a link to the study, which Sterling publishes on his Facebook page. So the next time Sterling's on the air, he makes reference to the Facebook page, and he goes to Facebook and finds it's been taken down. So he puts it back up, and it's taken back down. Puts it up, so he's doing it again this weekend just to see what happens. But what's happening is that Facebook says it doesn't comply to the information that comes from the government. Well, who's going to decide what compliance is, and where's investigative reporting? These people are just, I mean, do you understand?
I understand. This is a serious issue you're bringing up, and it has to do with Facebook. Facebook is called
Google's been doing it, too.
Fake news. The issue of Facebook and Google editing content, but being protected by the government as a platform as opposed to a publication, this is complicated mm-hmm. stuff, has yeah. put them in a situation of supreme power and bias.
Awful. Yeah,
and,
horrible.
This is a serious, serious issue. Informational abuse and an unwholesome relationship with the government in terms of Google and Facebook. Not enough time to get into it in this type of a program because we're going to be running through 10 issues, 10 people and all that. But you bring up a very, very serious issue that is one of the top issues that I devote my thinking about.
Yeah.
Because it's it really, we're at the crossroads of a very scary...
Well, who controls information?
Well,
and, you know, the devices, I've been saying, you've heard me for years talk about these damn devices, and they just warp everybody's mind. You become like zombies.
Well, I don't know if we're becoming like zombies, but we certainly are entering a form of enslavement to these powers. You know, remember Eisenhower talked about the military-industrial complex, which has proven to
beware.
Be Russian.
Beware
now of the technical, you know, the technology, the high-tech government.
We are worshiping
complex.
Technology.
Well, we're under the thumb of technology, and again, it comes down to the unholy alliance between these giant tech platforms and the federal government. To be continued. Let's not.
And greed.
Well, that's at the bottom of most of the issues that we deal with in politics, sociology, the economy, etc. Do you want to go through the list, or do you want to
do
commercial?
No, right, I want you to go through the list.
All right, number 10, the Pentagon UFO video. At number 9, crisis in education because of COVID-19. At number 8, psychology and interpersonal relationships. At number 7, communications technology, which you just touched upon. At number 6, the FBI flimflap. FBI flimflap and the Roger Stone appeal.
That's another, man, what a can of worms that is. Woo!
Oh, dear.
Wow. That is a can of worms. Munga bunga.
At number five, U.S.-China, U.S.-Russia relations, and Kim Jong-un, dead or alive. What's the story with him? At number
Trump
four,
knows.
Trump knows. But Trump won't tell us. Trump won't tell us until after these words from our sponsors.
Right.
At number four... He's never the showman.
That's true.
The presidential
he's
teaser.
Perfect. Kinds of timing. Yep, absolutely. Yep. He's got another one. Evidence that the virus came from a Chinese lab. But I can't tell you how I found that out.
I think he found out in the fortune cookie. Who knows?
Maybe.
But, well, you know where I stand on that. Presidential race, politics, and me too. And I'll let everybody know right after the next break. The economy versus lives versus lively. I'll have the answer to our survival in just a moment. But first,
right.
I'm lost. Okay, at number 3.
No, you're
economy
on number 3. Yes,
and lives versus livelihood. I hope people are following because I'm just... You know, zipping through this a little bit too quickly. At number 2, healthcare development and resources. And at number 1, statistics and projections. We went past the million mark in terms of people having the disease in the U.S., and I think we crossed the 60,000 threshold, which means more people have died of COVID-19 in the past few months than did during the entire span of the Vietnam War in terms of American service people.
Yep.
Pretty weird statistics. I say weird because we interpret it in so many different ways, and we can get into that. Number 10 on the people, Kim Jong-un, Jared Kushner at 9, Mike Pence at 8, Xi Jinping at 7, Jerome Powell at 6, Flynn and Stone at 5, Biden and Reid at 4, that's Tara Reid, Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi at 3. Number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. And number 1, Donald Trump. There you have a mouthful in a few moments. Boom.
All right, 15 past the hour more. Yes, we're going to tell you why everything is the way it is right after these messages.
Top.
And the first one has to do with Mother's Day. Imagine Mother's Day only 2 weeks away. Wow. And in the interest of helping you take care of your mother, a lot of moms have been doing what a lot of the rest of us have been doing. That's eating a lot and gaining weight. So this is, I thought at first when I was I had this proposal come to me, why don't you talk about it for Mother's Day? I thought, well, how are you going to tell your mother that she's fat? But we turned it around a little bit here by telling mom we love her. We want her to be in the best shape possible. So we've bought you this 6-month supply of Calitrin, So you can lose the weight and keep it off. And that's a really significant measure to take for your mom. You can explain it that way. And the deal for Calitrin, because it is the not only here in America but around the world, the best choice for natural weight loss. There's nothing in Calitrin that's bad for you. No stimulus, no drugs, nothing that'll make you crazy like caffeine. So go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, get free shipping, and you get, if you buy three bottles, you get three bottles free. That'll be perfect for the six-month program. They want you to take care of yourself during this time. They want you to always take care of yourself, but especially knowing that 78% of the people who have the virus are overweight. Lose the weight, keep your health, get your health back again. Optimal health is what we're all about. Get the message, get the product at toploss.com. Save money by using the discount code DJV.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Roth family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Roth family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, looking at the stories and the people and ancillary conversations about how, I know there have been a lot of people who have been talking about how we should talk about the problem. How do we address the problem on the air? I don't think I've asked you, I remember talking about if you were a talk show host, how would you be handling this? But I wonder if we are doing enough to make people aware, using the example we just talked about with Facebook and Google. Are people, they're aware, but what are they aware of? That's the, you know, are they aware of just what's in their own circle? Do they not understand, or do they care? Are we the only ones that seem to, because it's in our faces, are we the only ones that seem to care?
You and I are the only ones who care. Nobody else cares. Are you asking me a question? Or,
yes.
Are you just musing?
No, no. Well, I muse and I ask questions because I want you to comment on what it was that I was musing about.
Well, you had said, you know, how would I handle it? Or I think the first thing anybody who has a megaphone or a platform needs to do is take stock of what do you know. You know, without wondering so much what other people know, what do you know? And make sure that you're plugged into a variety of sources and that you're educated on the subject. On the subjects, I mean, this is a whole spectrum of stuff in terms of COVID-19. So got to live up to the responsibility when you open your mouth.
There was a refreshing interlude here, getting back to politics, that we'll talk about soon. Up next, as a matter of fact, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at SurvivalistCamps.com. That's SurvivalistCamps.com. Trust your family's survival to SurvivalistCamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. Michael Harrison is here, who is in charge of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, all the things you see there. He and his staff put together the stories and the people that are discerned to be the top 10 items. That's one of their many tasks every week. Michael produces another radio program that gets into the nitty-gritty of some of the stories, and of course there is always, in addition to the list, there are things that you can find at Talkers about our about this fabulous medium we have here. He's doing his interviews as well. The Michael Harrison interview. Who's in it this week? I didn't get that far.
The Michael Harrison interview this week, it's funny, just read my mind because I wanted to give it a... I normally don't plug my stuff, but I'm going to plug this because it ties into what you said before about Facebook and Google. My guest this week is Glenn Beck. And it's an incredible conversation the two of us have. And one of the segments of the interview is an in-depth conversation about the Facebook-Google thing that you brought up. And we really get into it, and we do what we call a deep dive. So if anybody's interested in that and or hearing Glenn Beck you may not have known about, go to MHInterview.com, and it'll be
doesn't
there.
He have a new book? He's written like 13 or 14 books.
He's written 13 bestsellers, and this is his new book is called Arguing with Socialists, and it approaches the issue of a lot of young Americans have an enamored view of socialism because they've never seen the downside of it, and the kind of capitalism we have is crony capitalism, which gives young people who, you know, came of age in the 21st century, they don't see the best of capitalism. So they say, hey, this socialism sounds interesting. And he makes a case of, no, it's not interesting. Beware of socialism.
Well, it's the naivete. I don't know which. I haven't seen the book. I know Glenn well enough to know that he's very passionate when it comes to this stuff. And he's a good salesman for his own point of view, which I think is one of the reasons he's been as successful as he has been over the years. Very, very persuasive and thoughtful, and doesn't always approach things from the same corner as you would expect. And so when you're talking about this sort of thing, though, what comes to mind, and I'm sure what's in the book someplace, is AOC and that ilk, and how they really are pretty naive when it comes to understanding how the world... It's a symptom to me, anyway, of not being taught history, not being taught civics, not understanding how the country really works from a political, geopolitical or, you know, business, whatever it is. People today, Michael, don't understand how things work. They don't even know how the car works. Never mind how government works. And so that's back to what we were talking about partially, the business with Google and Facebook and how they're controlling all this information, and we're lost and wondering, you know, who's divorcing who, like it made a difference. You know, you understand? You know what I'm saying.
And what you're saying is there are a lot of deep issues that we would be better off if we had a handle on it, or even an interest in it, as opposed to a lot of frivolousness. On the other hand, you know, people have to live their lives, and there's, you know, I have a split perspective on this. I think people should devote part of their brain to really serious stuff, and I think it's very healthy to devote the other part of your brain to frivolous, silly stuff.
And
enjoy your life. However, some people don't go into the deeper end of the pool, and I think that could be dangerous, not only to them, but to the rest of us.
You know what I found refreshing this week? On the list here at number 6 is the whole business with Michael Flynn. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I said this earlier on the air, we've been so steeped in conversation about what's going on with the coronavirus that it seems refreshing to have a story like this show up.
I want more Russia. Russia. Right. We need more. Let's get back to Russia. You know, now the conversation has finally caught up to people saying, who's worse, China or Russia? Mm-hmm. And you hear people saying, you know, I've been worried about the Russians, but it looks like these Chinese look like they're pretty dangerous. And, of course, the answer is they're both dangerous, but nobody is as dangerous as the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep, there you go. He's got it 28 after the hour.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com, or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community, starting in January, when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk, and now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable, and we'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Faced with over 20,000 coronavirus deaths and counting, the nation's nursing homes are pushing back against a potential flood of lawsuits with a sweeping lobbying effort to get states to grant them emergency protection from claims of inadequate care. At least 15 states have enacted laws or governor's orders that explicitly provide nursing homes protection from lawsuits arising from the crisis. And in the case of the state of New York, a lobbying group wrote a measure that makes it the only state with specific protection from both civil and criminal prosecution. New York's immunity law, signed by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, was drafted by the Greater New York Hospital Association, which is an influential lobbying group for both hospitals and nursing homes that donated more than $1 million to the state Democratic Party in 2018 and pumped more than $7 million into lobbying over the past 3 years. The National Rifle Association has now laid off hundreds of employees, canceled its national convention, and scuttled fundraising, membership, and shooting events that normally would be key to rallying their base in an election year. The coronavirus pandemic has upended the gun rights organization in the middle of a presidential election, and with gun owners riled up over what they see as an effort by authorities to trample their Second Amendment rights. The NRA, which boasts about 5 million members in recent weeks, continued to lay off and furlough many employees and cut salaries by 20% across the board. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
After the hour now, you're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and involved up to his neck in other talk radio pursuits, is here. He goes through the list of the stories, the people. You can find the list at talkers.com. There's lots of other info about the sort of engagement Michael and his staff have dealing with the issues and the people. So I think... Frankly, you're on the top of the heap. You acknowledge that?
What heap are we talking about?
The information about this most important. This is the most listened to, especially these days, the most listened to format in America.
Okay.
News to me, says Michael.
No. I just when you said I'm on the top of the heap, you know, heap could be something that's not very pleasant. Could drop
flies.
No,
this is good stuff. It's good stuff. Gotcha. So I want to go back to something that we were talking about at the beginning of the program. This Marseille study, the data about how many people, thousands, have been treated. The mortality rate is 0.04%. And how this has been handled by the news media, where it seems to me, I don't know that I have felt this way, this directly because I have the information in front of me that is not refutable, and yet people, because it doesn't comply with some certain person or a way of thinking what people want you to think, it's disregarded or disrespected. And to me, this really gets my dander up. I don't know if I'm helping the situation or hurting the situation. And I would ask that of you, how in handling this and looking, you know, at things, there have been a lot of stories. Every week there's 900 trillion stories about COVID-19. One of the big things this week was that you can't spread it by having sex. That was a question that was asked by one of the people on the program. And, you know, if you smoke or you use vaping, you're much more likely to get it. You know, all of these things that play into the stories. But the thing about cures and fixing it being discounted that way is so troubling, Michael.
Well, I mean, we don't have the answer yet. And, of course, there's
a reason. We do have the answer. This is a study that was done by doctors in France. We have the story.
Well, why are you so quick? Not that I'm debating the merits of what you're saying. What I'm saying to you is, why are you so quick to point to one study by doctors and endorse it wholeheartedly, and while other doctors do studies that contradict that? And
that's a great question, and I'm happy to answer it, because the person who brought it to my attention is somebody that I respect immensely. As an educator, he has a PhD in medical science research. He has an MD. He's a practicing cardiologist.
So he is the best doctor in the world.
He's the best doctor that I know in my world.
So your experience and your world is the ultimate arbiter of what's best for the population of the Earth.
Your point
going
is going
forward.
To be that I'm you're so good at this. I've fallen into my own trap.
I have to be responsible to my own credibility.
Yes.
When you say things like that, you force me to come back.
I'm
at
happy
you.
To force you into
okay.
this.
Okay. I know. I mean, I'd like to be nice and have fun here.
No,
but,
it's okay.
But when you say things like that, I have to answer you that way.
Yeah.
Not that you're wrong. But
see, I don't think I am wrong.
Well, obviously, you don't think you're
wrong. Other people are wrong, and that's been borne out in these studies, and it infuriates me that people have politically taken this and run with it, and it just annoys the hell out of me.
I mean, we need to have on one level government agencies that have some type of regulations when it comes to drugs,
sure.
because let's face it, the world has always been awash in snake oil salesmen.
Well, it still is, though, even with the FDA supposedly providing protection.
Right.
Look at all the things they've approved that kill people.
So the answer, all drugs kill people.
Yeah,
you could die from aspirin. You could die from mercurochrome.
Wait a minute, hold on. Who remembers mercurochrome?
Remember when you were a kid?
Mercurochrome
was the safe iodine. Mercurochrome won't hurt as much as iodine. When they took out the iodine, you know you had a bad wound as a kid. When they took out the mercurochrome, it was who the hell knows? But the point I'm making is that we don't have a cure for this thing. And the way I handle it is, in terms of the hydroxychloroquine issue, is that, yes, there have been cases where it works. And I've done my own research on that. And what I have found out from the doctors I trust is that it works under certain conditions. Like all drugs, it has a downside, so it is a patient-by-patient situation in terms of talking to about it with your doctor, just as if you were taking prednisone or any other drug that has a downside and an upside. And every doctor I've spoken to says that hydroxychloroquine only works when administered early.
Mm-hmm.
That once you're down the road into the ventilator stage,
you're near dead. Forget it.
Right. So now beyond that, why has it become such an issue? My personal opinion, is that Trump, had he kept his mouth shut and not identified himself with hydroxychloroquine, it might have had a better chance of getting out there.
Because it's about Trump.
It's not about Trump.
Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. So that brings me around to something else. Because Donald Trump is always number one on the people list at Talkers Magazine, the people poll every week, the top 10 people on the list. I wondered as I looked at this, we were laughing off the air, chuckling about the evidence on coronavirus. He knows it came from a Chinese lab, but he can't tell us. The presence that he has, when I used to watch him on The Apprentice, and, you know, in interviews or listen to him on Howard Stern, he was kind of a character. And I didn't ever think of him in political terms at all, ever. I thought he was actually quite a good coach. I loved having him look at people saying, "You're fired." There was something about that that just sort of made me chuckle, whatever it was. And then when he started to run for president, I said, "Oh, this isn't interesting. You know, he's going to get more notoriety, do another TV show, whatever comes out of it." I never, ever thought of him as a conservative, frankly. And
he wasn't a conservative.
So when did he become so conservative, and why did he become so? And I even go further, use the term right wing when it comes to some of this stuff. You had dinner with him. You've been around him. You kind of got his vibe. Yeah, but why?
Because he's an opportunist. He's a politician. He preaches to the choir.
He really is a politician. Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Consummate politician, one of the most skilled practitioners of the political arts we've ever seen in our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Some of the people who...
That's not a compliment, nor is that an insult. It's just an observation.
Yeah.
And everything he does, some of the things seem crazy, some of them don't, but somewhere deep inside him, there is a political compass, and he's playing to his core, because he has the most organized gang in the playground. And even though he's outnumbered, you have the most organized gang in the playground, you run the school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's like the gangs in the streets of Chicago, I suppose. Maybe.
Well, that's what it is. As long as he maintains support of his core, and it plays along the lines of the Electoral College, Trump has a shot at being elected again and again and again. And that's why he does what he does. And he plays a masterful game of speaking out of both sides of his mouth at an age when it's right there on video, and somehow he gets away with it.
Yeah,
back in the old days, and I'm talking about the old days before our time, before there was mass communication, politicians would play a game. They would talk to different groups and tell the groups what they want to hear, even if it was completely the opposite of what they told the last group, because there was very little communication between cities and regions, counties, states.
Yeah,
and they would get away with it. Just like comedians were able to use the same joke and play vaudeville houses all over the country and have three jokes, and that would be their career. But television and mass media has made it difficult to talk out of both sides of your mouth. But Trump gets away with it, even though
masterfully.
You know.
Yep.
That's the point.
Okay. So, I was disappointed, actually. The list of people, because Andrew Cuomo's name wasn't on the list.
Oh, this week, isn't because your name wasn't on the list.
No, it's not. I'm okay this week without my name being on the list. One of the things that has come about this week is the Governor Cuomo of New York is single and ready to mingle. Apparently, there's some report in one of the New York City newspapers that New York City women are very interested in Andrew Cuomo, and he's eligible, apparently, and he has made that public. He said, "I am eligible. I'm not married. I don't think he's putting himself on the market," kind of chuckling about it. I thought that was kind of interesting. His longtime girlfriend is a chef named Sandra Lee. Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee, no relationship, probably. But they split up last fall, so he's alone.
He's alone. Yeah. Wow. Well, do you have a nice girl for him?
No, I'm having a hard time finding a nice girl for me, so I don't worry about him.
All right. Well, I guess we'll put him back on the list. I mean,
that's it. Yeah. Put him on the list. The story of vitamin D in your life, how vitamin D supports all good health and immune systems. As most Americans don't even know what their vitamin D reading is, but I'll tell you, most of you are deficient in vitamin D. You get a good blood test, your doctor will tell you that. There's no reason for that to be the case anymore, because along comes Purity Products Advanced Vitamin D Formula. Advanced D is what it's called. Doctor formulated, clinically validated with 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors like magnesium, zinc, and boron, very important to make your immune system push away some of the things that we're confronting here every day. Best of all, trying Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20, $19.95 buys you Advanced Vitamin D, a 30-day starter bottle. Call 800-484-5947. Call now. Mention DJV, you get free shipping and a bottle of ultra pure fish oil. So great health all the way around. 800-484-5947. What a great opportunity. If you're deficient, don't be. Vitamin D is important. Power up. 800-484-5947 with Advance Vitamin D from Purity Products.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
All right, so John, where was my John? Hello, Donald, no, Michael. Do we believe we'll talk to Michael? Michael Harrison is here, and he's down on the beach. You know, that's an expression in the radio business. When you're on the beach, you don't have a job. Michael's on the beach at Jupiter Island, and I wonder, because there's so much controversy now about local beaches on the East Coast and the West Coast being closed, people are, now it's getting warm, they're getting antsy. Do you see any protests going on down there? The beach open? What happens when people go to the beach there in South Florida?
South Florida, the beaches are still closed, and so there's no issue. Nobody's protesting. People
really?
Are people are running along, you know, with their bicycles and jogging along what's called A1A. That's the highway that runs right along the beach.
Yep.
You know, Florida has so many beaches that the beaches don't tend to get as crowded in many places as they do in cities where there's only one main road to a beach, and those get packed. Many parts of Florida, such as the part I'm in, is they have long stretches of beach. But right now,
yeah,
closed.
Fabulous.
They're
right.
Closed.
I think we should start a protest. Why don't you start a protest? Let's open the beaches.
Get me a sign.
Yeah, let's see. I'll make a sign. Send it to you.
All right.
Open the beaches. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, see, even though I'm not a fan of the Batman series, for whatever the reason, this reminds me of the movie, the earlier television show, Batman, Batman, and then there's this, and the theme from Gotham, which was the show that was on Fox for a number of years. Most of that, if I remember correctly, Chucker, this sounds a lot like the theme to that TV show, which was about Batman as a youngster growing up in New York, right? Isn't that that's the theme of the TV show? Anyway?
Well, no, this theme we're playing now is actually some of the music Danny Elfman did in Tim Burton's 1989 film Batman. This day in history, May 1st, 1939, Batman Doug first appeared in Detective Comics issue number 27. Let's talk about Batman. You had Adam West in the TV show, and he did that one film that spun off from the TV show back in the 1950s. And then Tim Burton solidified Batman in a more serious way with his Batman 1989, a blockbuster film of that summer. Val Kilmer played Batman. George Clooney played Batman. George Clooney got the role of Batman because he was hot off the TV show ER. Warner Brothers controlled the Batman property, so they wanted to shoehorn
Clooney. I thought Val Kilmer, of the ones that I've known and paid any attention to, Val Kilmer may have been the best. And the second best may have, well, it depends on how they play. They wanted Clooney to play in a
Christian
camp.
Christian Bale. As much as I love Michael Keaton, I thought he was fantastic. But Christian Bale's, the Chris Nolan trilogy of Batman movies, I think, define that character.
You don't think Ben Affleck was one of the better Batman?
No, I do. Well, you know, it's interesting because there's such polarizing views of Batman versus Superman. But I happen to dig that film, and I respect the heck out of Ben Affleck, what he did as Bruce Wayne Batman in that movie. I thought he was awesome in that role. And now you got Robert Pattinson, who was in the Twilight movies.
Not going to
play Batman in a movie called The Batman next summer, May 1st.
He doesn't.
So do you like the character of Batman in general? You don't like
I like the idea of the story and the creation that came, the understanding of where I wanted to know a long time ago how Batman became Batman. And through the years, you kind of figured out the television show was silly, so it didn't have anything really to do with the actual story.
Yeah, it was fun, though, but dead.
Yeah, well, it was huge fun, absolutely.
Yeah.
Loads of fun. And perfect for the time where it was popular
in
the 60s. Yeah,
I do agree.
But then you get into the story, and there's I think the TV show Gotham made it very bleak. I watched it for a while, and then I didn't watch it any longer because it was crummy. It made me think, it was dirty. But I think some of the stories, I must admit to not seeing all the Batman movies, but I think the story of how the character developed, I think, you know, when we have movies like this, we go back to Star Wars and how those characters developed over the years, or any of them, even James Bond, even though it hasn't been the same person playing it all along, the character developing, what we know what his life is like, we know about him, and for me, that's important stuff. I really, not that I sit in a movie and think, what's going on with him in the bathroom, but I do want to know more about, you know, the characters. That's kind of one of the things that I get to keep
And it also generate, I mean, if you think back, and it's almost hard to believe that Tim Burton's Batman is 31 years old. I mean, 89, 99, 200, but again, people people are now, you know, 18 years old. They weren't born when that came out. So the reboots do make sense to some of these characters because they are introduced to new generations, and it is fun to look back at the overall canon of any franchise, whether it's Bond or this or whatever they reboot.
Speaking of reboots, Star Wars is having a virtual convention this weekend, apparently, despite...
What we could do, right?
Well, apparently they can't get everybody together, so they're moving, into a new era with this Star Wars. The hashtag is May the 4th. Well, isn't it May the 4th be with you? Isn't that kind of a play on that?
Yeah, so they've done that. Yep, they've done that. Actually, on the internet, I didn't see it, but I read it, and people told me it was a lot of fun. They reunited the cast of the Goonies all together via FaceTime or Skype, and they had all the cast there, including even Steven Spielberg, who was one of the producers of that film. They keep talking about doing a sequel to the Goonies. Richard Donner, the director who directed the Goonies and Lethal Weapon and Superman, is now 90 years old.
Is he?
He said he'd love... Yeah, he's 90 years old.
Good
he said
God.
He'd love to do it, but they can never find a storyline.
Wow, I didn't know he was that old. Good God. All right, good job, Chucker. Thank you. Have a good, safe weekend. There in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, Chuck Curry and Doug Steffen here on the DJV program with Movie Moments at 59 past the hour.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.